This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hey, Stacy.
What up, girl?
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
I don't know. Why?
He didn't have any guts.
Do you know the Nickelodeon show Guts?
Do you have it? Guts!
We'll be here all day. Just please play that track. I'm single. I'm single. I'm single. Why? You're so fabulous.
Yeah, I'm single. Ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm single. These are the reasons why I'm single.
Hey guys, it's Chelsea.
And Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
What up?
Guess what, Stacey?
What?
This is episode 10.
DA!
Double digits!
When you ask my nephew to count, he'll be like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, double 10, or double 5.
Double.
We're like, no, it's 10!
Double 5.
I love him. Shout out to nephew. What's up, nephew?
Stacey, how was your week?
You know what? It's been really good.
Hey, I like
it. Got a lot done this week. I've been very productive. I've been doing a lot of cleaning.
Nice.
So I jokingly say being an executive assistant is prepping me to be a stay-at-home wife or a stay-at-home mom. Because it's like taking care of children half the time. It's just like, we're out of snacks. We're out of drinks. It's just like, can you people clean up after yourselves?
Did you even open the fridge?
Oh, it's the truth. It's the truth.
I checked an hour ago. It wasn't anything.
Right. My mom used to say, you have to move stuff. It's not just going to jump out and say, here I am.
Mom, I can't find it. And then she walks in and it's right there. And you're like, it was not there. I swear it wasn't there.
Do you remember the one time before I was saved that there was a party? And so I wanted to host a party just because that's what everyone did. They hosted a party. So I hosted one, got a couple cases of beer. And so then I'm trying to clean up. And I could, because it was at a house that wasn't mine.
And she was so, house sitting.
And so I was trying to clean up. And Chelsea spent the night with me. And
had to spend the night because I was unable to get home safely.
So it was like a 24 peg. So I'm just like, I've looked all over the house. I'm like, I don't know where this last can is. And then Chelsea,
I'm literally laying on the couch and I just like point. I'm like, there it is.
She woke up from her like
from my drunken stupor and I found
the
can.
She just goes, there, and points at it. I'm like, how did you? Awesome.
Like, I'm not going to question it. Thank you.
We'll be able to house it again. I didn't have another party, though. I was over it. I got saved.
She's
and
a
we
good
stopped
kid.
Drinking.
She's a good kid. I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying. How's your week been?
Good. It's been fun. No complaints.
Good. Ooh,
yeah.
Fun.
I went on a date. Yeah, I have like a very new story to tell you.
Oh, girl.
I'm excited.
Me too. So, side note, did you hear about the whole like Ryan Lochte thing about how he's such a little punk? A beautiful punk that represented the U.S. very well in getting a medal, but then turned back.
Okay, I guess he had a reality show years ago or something.
I heard about that.
There was some like local Fox channel that did an interview with him, and it's all over YouTube because he is just. Bless his heart, he's pretty, because he's got nothing else going on, man.
I mean, he can swim.
He can swim.
He doesn't need floaties like some.
But so, like, there, it's his show, and one of the reporters is like, Ryan, what would a girl have to do to say like to get you to, you know, respond? And he goes, I mean, that's a good question. And he was like, well, you know, it's my philosophy that when I go to bed, a man at night. Then I'm going to be a man in the morning.
What? Like,
and they disconnect from his conversation and they lose it. On the air, she's crying and snorting. She's like, oh God, my fake lashes are coming off. This very, very put together older white man is like, hang on, let me just undo my tie like he had his tie. Oh, this is a cool way to do it now. And they're like,
oh my goodness.
I mean, bless his heart, but man. And then, like, all of his sponsorships are going away.
Yeah, bye-bye money.
Well, I'm sorry. You're going to lie and, like, what did you think? You really thought that saying that was going to happen would cover up you breaking into a bathroom and, like, messing it up?
Just saying. There was a meme that was just like, sorry, your privilege doesn't work outside the country.
Oh my God.
So, bum, bum, ba-dum. But yeah, but I am kind of sad that the Olympics are over because I'm like, wait, what do I watch on TV now?
Okay, but the Paralympics are still on, and those are actually...
I thought they already started?
Yeah, they started. I'm pretty sure.
I thought they weren't starting until September. Oh, I don't know.
No. I think they start right after the Olympics end.
Why haven't I been watching them?
It's actually really cool. There's this one
guy. I feel
guy,
like I'd like them more.
And he has no legs. Mm-hmm. And he's a swimmer. And you watch him launch off of the pad and just I can't swim. I mean, I can swim.
You
I
tried to save me, remember, at a ninth grade pool party?
I couldn't swim then. I did.
This is the best friend.
Stacey can't swim.
She's not from lack of trying. No. I've taken swimming lessons, like, I can count, like,
but
more than 10 times.
She's in the middle
times.
Of the pool, and I was like, guys, and I tried to, like, throw her a floaty or, like, a
because the guy that liked
thing.
Me pushed me in the deep end because he thought it'd be
stupid.
Cute.
Boys are stupid.
Little did he know he was trying to murder me. This is not how you show me your love.
It's more like involuntary manslaughter, but I've been watching a lot of cop shows.
Oh,
lately.
Really? So, was one of them cops?
Yeah. Bad boys.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
But I go and I push a floaty to her and it's not working. She can't get a hold of it. So I jump in and I can't really swim
can't
either.
Really swim.
So then we're both just kind of drowning.
We're just like flailing. We're like, no, seriously.
Like, this isn't a joke. It's so much worse now.
Everyone's having fun listening to Hanson or whatever it is people listen to.
I'm sure Hanson was on there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think it was Andrea's house.
Yes, it was in Andrea's house.
It totally was. Oh, my gosh. Bananas.
We love Andrea, but we wish she would have saved us. Obviously, we
Well,
were
she was
fine.
Busy being a host.
Okay, that's not an excuse for people to die in your pool.
Well, maybe she was, like, in the kitchen,
I'm
like,
sorry,
getting more
I was making sure the fritters were ready.
I feel like that sounds like her mom.
I love her mom.
Me too. She's my fave.
Oh, she's great.
Behind my own mother.
That's great. That's smart. Make that distinction.
Right. Okay.
Well, let me tell you who sponsored our show today, Stace.
What? We got a sponsor?
Yeah. Thrivent Financial.
What up, Thrivent?
Yes. We love Thrivent.
We do.
Thrivent helps us out. And support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial, where finances connect for good. Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen their communities. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596. And again, I mean, we're happy. Thrivent's happy, but we just want to make sure everybody, if you're the person who hasn't called yet because you're thinking, oh, I'm too young. I don't have to worry about, like, planning my life.
You need to start as soon as possible.
the sooner you do, the less money you have to put in per month.
Just saying. If only. I was just talking to our fabulous guest that we'll introduce you in a little bit. Just about if we could do things all over again, then yeah, we definitely would have made some better financial decisions just if we were hip now. But I mean, I was young.
I mean,
dumb.
I think we all feel that way. There's very few of us who like get it right the first time.
Parents, I'm 13. We need to talk about retirement.
They're like, you don't even have a job.
Well, exactly. So what do I do now? Where is my allowance going? Okay, how many floors do I have to mop?
Why are you mopping floors?
I'm going to college. Mama didn't play. Shoot, you had to sweep. Sometimes bust out the vacuum. Then you had to get in the corners. Then you had to mop.
I remember that a mutual friend of ours, still got an allowance when we were in junior high. And wow. I went home and went up to my dad and I was like, well, so-and-so still gets an allowance. So I think I should still get an allowance. And my dad goes, oh, you want an allowance? Oh, that's called a job. So then my dad drives me over to Lakeside Mall and I'm 14, not even. I'm like just turned or about to turn. I was 13 because it was junior high. And I go from store to store to store to store. Who's going to hire a 13-year-old? Nobody, right? My resume is babysitting.
Oh, like, you had a resume.
I had a resume. I had special skills
Your
and
dad's
everything.
Awesome.
And I was so determined to get a job that I came back with a freaking job. I worked at this. It was like a Build-A-Bear, but it was off-brand. It was
I remember you told me about
that. And I sewed the bear's clothes for little kids, and I was 13. Yeah.
Look at
so
you.
So don't think you can't do it, kids.
All right. Be like, okay, I want this nail polish. It's going to cost me 52 bears. I'm going to get it done. Get it done.
Yeah, I did not make very much money at that job. Never. And taxes, that's a whole cold hard truth.
Man.
Taxes cold, are a truth. Bee.
Man. I didn't ask for that type of bondage.
Stacey.
Yeah.
You know what we need to do now?
What do we need to do?
We need to figure out the
fake name letter of the day. All right. Do I get to draw it?
Yeah, you get to draw it.
Yay.
Draw it from the bowl.
All right. I'm drawing it from the bowl. All right. All right. We have...
What is it?
This is going to be hard. I'm not going to lie. V.
V. That's the very, fake, very interesting.
The fake name letter of the day is... V. Chelsea, can you give us some examples of names that start with the letter V?
I sure can. How about Victoria?
Ooh! Does she have a secret? Did your bell break?
My bell is broken! Oh my God. Such a bad day. That's not a good sign, people.
My bell's broken! Oh, wow. Well, we'll just have a community bell then. No.
Okay, that bell's broken. I didn't do it, by the way.
That's real. That's real. So you better take it out from the other show that was here. They better see that.
They belled that bell.
Yeah.
You can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Ding dong ding.
Ding a ling a ling. Okay, so the reason I said Victoria is because I don't want it to be tarnished with a terrible story because I love that name.
Oh, I was like, because it's a secret. Get it? I'll be here all night.
I only know a couple people who worked there.
Two of them are in this room.
So
every time you hear a bell, it's because someone has used a fake name letter of the day. I don't think we've ever done it twice. So that's
no,
crazy.
I was screwing up.
I was feeling crazy.
It's episode 10. Anything can happen.
All right. What's another example of a name that starts with V?
Oh, gosh, what is that guy's name? Oh, I was thinking of another one. Vishnu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We're good. A little, you know, off the kilter.
Kilter?
Kilter.
That you're going to say, like, kilt. I'm like, that's not Scottish.
No, it's not Scottish.
I'm so confused. All right. So guess what?
What?
We have a guest today.
Yay! We're so excited.
Join us in studio.
Oh, my God, you are right there.
She is an absolute fabulous person who I've had the pleasure of knowing for a year, 2 years. Either way, I wish I've known her a lifetime because it's just been fabulous. She is a phenomenal person. She is a poet, and yes, you're going to know it. She has an amazing taste of clothing. She has helped me step my game up. I don't like shopping. She can actually get me to go shopping. I was in a Great Lakes Crossing for like over like 2 hours, and that's because of her.
That's a lot for you,
right?
Chase.
Won't he do it? Jesus will do it every time. He'll send you friends that will make
That'll
you up
you
your
out.
Game. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, is it okay if I use your real name or do you want?
I don't know. Let's spice it up.
Ooh! Just saying.
All right.
So, would you like to introduce yourself, person?
Person.
I'm so excited to be here. I love that introduction.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, it's very sultry.
And you know what? I think I'm gonna go by my real name.
No! Cause she keeps it real.
That's
100% real.
Oh. So what's your name? Tell the people your name.
Well, they know me in the streets as Simone.
Oh. Hey, Simone.
My mommy called me Moni.
Mo
for sure.
Oh,
look at this.
Speaking of
my name's Chelsea. People call me Chelsea. Sometimes I get Chelsea. People just feel like cutting it off.
I am from a neighborhood that has streets, so I guess they call me Chelsea in the streets. But anyway, thank you so much, Simone,
for being here with us.
So whenever we have a guest, we do a little icebreaker called Two Truths and a Lie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Beautiful.
No, you're
beautiful.
Keep it
together.
You're on it. No. Yes! Laugh away, man. Yes. We love it.
So, do you have two truths and a lie?
I may or may not.
Which one's the lie? I don't
know. Fair warning, I suck at this game. Every week, I want it to be one thing, so I'm wrong. But I believe I'm going to get it. Every time I do that, though.
It's okay. It's all right. So, give us your two truths and a lie.
Let's see. Oh. I checked my mail today for the first time in 2 days.
Oh!
I had Thai food for lunch.
Okay.
These are solid.
These are real.
Yeah.
This is real life out here. I played pool with Marlon Wayans.
Wait a...
All the air just got sucked up into the room.
Wow. This is tough.
Okay, I think you got your mail and you hadn't gotten it. I believe you. I feel like that's real.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to have met Marlon Wayans. So mm-hmm. not only met him, you played pool with him. All mm-hmm. right. So I'm thinking, no, you did not have Thai food. You probably had, like, Chinese food.
Actually, I was thinking the same thing. Like, no, she didn't have Thai food. And this is the first time we've, like, picked the first one.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
So we're going to go all in. We're going to go with...
Everything's happening.
You didn't have Thai food.
I did not have Thai food today.
What did you have?
Oh, I had that... Have you guys... What's this, like, GH Greeters or something like that? It's like... Garrett's popcorn, but in a bag that you can get from Meijer. So I had that.
Caramel and cheddar popcorn for lunch. Listen, I just
had Chicago style popcorn.
I just had an Oreo McFlurry for dinner. So listen, we are women that work hard, and you know what? We get our bills paid on time.
And if you want to have popcorn for lunch or an Oreo McFlurry for dinner, do you?
Who's going to check me?
I feel like this is where I would insert hashtag reasons why I'm single.
Hey, honey, you going to cook me dinner? Oh, yeah, honey, it's going to be so good.
Breyers is in the freezer bay.
You said it like, bad boy. Come out and play.
All right. So thank you for that icebreaker.
I'm so excited. I
know. You did it. You did it. Yes.
Look, it's episode 10. We're on a new,
see?
On a new chapter.
Yes. So, Simone, do you have, are you currently single?
Or? I'm currently so single.
Hey, girl.
I don't know if you heard, but we are single.
We're so single. She just hashtagged us, so it's true.
It's real true.
So, do you have a fun or crazy
story? Or a terrible dating story, however right? you want. That's usually
because
how they
we think you are a fantastic person, so if you tell a story, it's automatically a fantastic story.
By the way, you guys should see this chick's phone cover. It's
it's amazing.
It's fantastic.
I was gonna say it's the boss. It's so ridiculously awesome.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. So Simone, tell us your dating story.
There's so many, but there's so few.
Not trying to put our roster out there. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
I don't want to sound like I do a lot of dating.
Because I don't.
Shoot, who are you talking to? I don't do a whole thing.
Oh, I don't do a lot of dating, but I feel like compared to my friends, I'm the Samantha of my friends.
Oh, God.
And it'll be like one date that year. And I'm
stop
the floozy.
She's not a floozy, I promise.
One date a year. Who am I then?
You trollop.
Jezebel. As we just call each other old timey whore names.
Right? Floozy, pussy. Is that a bike? No, that's Stussy.
Oh. That's Huffy.
Huffy!
Oh my gosh. This portion is brought to you by Huffy Bikes.
Future sponsor.
We'll get the name right eventually.
Yes.
All right. Run that beach cruiser though. When Huffy drops that off, right. You're welcome.
Right. We'll mail it to you when we're done with it.
All right. Tell me a story.
Okay. So I did go, I'll just do this in my more recent, like earlier. Okay. So. Earlier this year, this guy, I met this guy.
What was his name?
We'll call him Voldemort, because we shouldn't mention him.
He who should not be named.
He who should not be named, because he's not really worth naming. However, I don't get to go on a lot of dates, and since this is my most recent memory, he who shall not be named is getting named.
Oh, goodness. I love it. I love it already.
Tell us about Voldemort.
Oh.
Man, this date sucked.
Let's just put it out. out there. I don't want you to have high hopes.
Which, you know, like, I had a feeling that, okay, I really don't really kind of like this guy anyway, but he...
All right, take us through.
Okay, how did you meet him?
My seat. Okay. So I have a good friend who was a percussionist.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Shout out to Jarrell. We call him Lemongrass. I call him Lemongrass Jazz Hands because he's just deep like that.
Oh.
But he had a show at this one venue downtown that's called like the Yellow Wall. And so I meet this guy there who... anyway.
What did he look like?
Oh, well, he was... Actually, he's beautiful. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Nice, fertile beard. Nice, all
okay.
big.
Okay, you know fertile beard.
Oh, my gosh. And he had those, like, really kind of deep-looking eyes that look like they're kind of lined with mm-hmm. outliner. Mm-hmm. Like, beautiful, ooh, beautiful lashes.
That's good.
And he was so hip-looking. Like, he had, like, that... artistic homeless look, like, you know, like I'm like the most stylish homeless guy you'll ever meet, you know what I mean? So
this outfit cost $1,000, by the way.
Right. Right. For real. Shoot. Shout out to Kanye's exactly. line.
So I mean, what are the chances that he'll ever hear this podcast? A lot, because this podcast is going to go everywhere.
Right.
And who cares if he recognizes himself? Because right. I mean,
you're welcome. We just made you famous.
Voldemort.
He knew it. He knew the date sucked anyway. Right. You knew we weren't going anywhere. I tried to tell you, but you were persistent about going out with me.
Okay. So tell us what happened. Tell us what happened. Where did you go?
Okay. Oh, this is terrible. Okay. So... first of all, I meet him at his house to go out. And he's late. I'm late getting to his house.
And he's already...
I get to his house and he's still late.
Wait, how late were you?
I was about a good, like, 15 minutes late.
Oh, see, he should have been ready.
Right. So I was a good 15 minutes late. So then
were you
I'm
picking
like,
him up or...
No.
You, no, you were just meeting there.
We were meeting.
Right?
Actually, I wanted to meet at the place. But so he tells me, like, a half an hour later, like, oh, let's meet at my house such and such time. And it's just like... okay, you're switching it up, but that means I need to leave the house now.
Okay.
Because right. I'm all the way in the burbs and he's in the city. So it's like, okay. So I get there maybe like 15 minutes late. And then he's probably like 10 minutes late. And I'm calling all my male friends like, I should just leave right now. I should just leave right now.
Shout out
should
to
I leave
friends.
Right now? None of my male friends answer the phone.
Oh,
no. Okay. And then one of them calls back. And while I'm on the phone with him, like, should I just leave right now? And he was like, well, I mean, give him a chance.
Oh,
and
God.
Like, no. And then he was like, well, where is he? And then while I'm having this conversation, the guy, he like, opens up the doorway to his, like, condo. Because he wasn't ready yet. He was still getting dressed. Like, he just got out the shower.
Like, he didn't even let you into the condo?
He offered me, you can come inside. I'm still getting dressed. What I look like? I'm not about to come into your house. And you still getting dressed, sir?
I'm just getting undressed, you know, because I went to the gym and I worked, you know,
yeah.
my pectoral muscles.
You're still getting dressed when
one
I
at
show
a time.
Up.
You're gonna go answer the door in a towel,
right? Listen, I'll wait. I don't even want to go on this date anyway. I'll wait outside. So I'm on the phone with my homeboy, and he's like, "Well, what are you gonna do?" And so, like, the guy like opens up the door, stands in the doorway for a long time. It's like, "What are you doing?" I'm staring at him, staring at me. Waiting on this dude, like, you gonna come get me from this car or something? Like, what you think I'm a? What you think this is? I don't like you, so you need to work hard. I told you before this date happened, but you begged for a chance, and you're not even really putting your best foot forward. I mean, yeah, he's like, he kept trying to say, well, I'm really interested in you, and I'm like, kind of straight, like, you're not really doing it for me. So, but he just, okay, I'll give you a chance. So I already don't want to go on this date with you. And I've made it very clear that I didn't. So why wouldn't you put your best foot forward? You're late. You offered me to come into your house while you're half naked, you whore. And now you open up the door and you're just going to stand in the doorway and I'm just going to hop up out the car. Like, what I look like, 20? I'm grown. Like, I want to go home. I don't want to go home.
All right, so what happened? What happened?
So it takes him forever till he finally gets a clue and comes and gets me from my car.
Okay.
And so I'm still on the phone with my homeboy, like, looking out the window. Like, I'm going to finish this
I'm
conversation.
Looking at this
you're, like,
right
you're, like, doing the play-by-play. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, he's coming. Oh, he's getting closer.
That is exactly what is happening.
He dropped something. Oh, no, no. No, he didn't drop anything.
Oh, he dropped it on purpose. He wanted to bend and snap. Oh, my
goodness. So that's exactly what happened. So he pulls me out of the car, and he's like, well, we got to go in the house. We go through the house to get to the garage because, you know, his car is parked on the other side of the house, like where it's like in the
middle. Okay, well, at least he doesn't want you to, like, walk around, you know?
I mean, at least he has a car.
And a house.
Oh, keep telling the story. Right, she's giving us a look.
All right, so we get in the car, and it's really awkward. It's really silent because I'm really waiting for some type of an apology. You need to just acknowledge that you're late and everything. Like, I really want you to say something, too. You're not saying nothing. And so, of course, he knows I'm a Christian. He's a believer. We've had this discussion or whatever like that. You know what I mean? So he puts on... before, I think he might have had like some talk radio or something like that. But he puts on like the worst gospel music station you could possibly like put on. Like,
what a great background for a date,
right? Like, this isn't like you know.
Does our Savior make me look sexy?
But this is like the terrible Christian music. This isn't like, oh yes, I'm about to enter into worship. The presence of the Lord is about to fill up this car and make the date amazing.
Where are you guys
going? This is like crap gospel music that says, oh, like Jesus, like crying out to Jesus, and you're just like, pick your life up. Jesus made you an overcomer. Like, why are you over here, like, crying?
Maybe he
fix
was
your face.
Maybe he was crying earlier that day.
Well, I don't know, but this is just the worst gospel station. So I'm just staring out the window like this, like, oh, Lord, I want to go home.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to go home. So we're already, like, running late.
So where were you going?
Yeah. We were going to a movie premiere. It was, like, an independent film that his homeboy did or whatever. So we were going to go, like, check it out and stuff like that. But we wanted to go to some, like, barbecue place beforehand. However, like, monster trucks with that weekend. And it was really busy downtown. And we really couldn't get close even to the restaurant. The restaurant was in Greektown. And
what is that one in there? It's like Red Smoke or something?
Yeah,
oh,
something along
so
those
good.
Lines. And so,
sorry, I just got all barbecue crazy.
Ooh, you better quit talking dirty.
And like, so even park at the casino, you know, it's usually free to park at the casino, but they're charging like $15 to get in this mug. Shoot. And he's trying to figure out how to get there. And I'm just like looking, well, if the movie starts at such and such time,
we're not going to make it.
No, we're not. We can't park. We can't, maybe. Great. Now I got to take this date into my own hands.
Crap.
So much for you being the man.
Oh, Voldemort.
How about we go find a restaurant that's closer to the venue?
All right.
Venue. All
right. Let's go find a restaurant closer to the venue. All right. So we find this Mexican restaurant that's across the street or whatnot. And he... asked me what I want, and I already ate, actually, so it's like, I'm not hungry.
Okay.
So I get a pop, and he gets this big old plate of food of, like, you know, refried beans and rice and tacos, and he starts going in, like, it's his first meal ever in life. Like, he's straight out of prison.
I was
like,
just going to say it.
Hovering over it. It's going in.
Ew, ew, ew.
And he doesn't offer me any, even though I've already said that I'm not hungry, but I feel like the reason why he's, like, he's like, bet, she ain't hungry. So, like, I just get a pot or whatever. So, anyway, we go to this terrible movie premiere. The movie doesn't start on time. I don't even think we ended up.
That's awful.
By this time, I've already texted Lemongrass Jazz Hands and was like, I'm going to need you to save me. Like, where are y'all at tonight? Him and his girlfriend at some other event. I was like, bet, I'm going to come wherever you guys are. Like, I'm just going to figure out how to get out of this tonight.
That's why you have good friends that'll save you.
Anyway, so, like, at some point, he answers the phone and is on the phone for, like, 15 minutes. So when one of my other male friends that I called earlier about leaving the date, calls me back, I take it upon myself to take the phone call, and I, like, leave the room, and I'm telling him about this terrible, horrible date, and then I take the time for him to tell me about his girlfriend or whatever like that. So I'm just taking it. And this movie still hasn't started, this stupid movie premiere.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're, like, selling Faygos and Better Mates and Little Caesars up in there.
What a Michigan-made product.
This is just, like, a really cheesy event. You know what I mean? Like, this is terrible. And so
what was the movie about?
She doesn't know she wasn't there.
Shout out to Dave, the sound engineer.
Dave, sound guy, Dave.
What up, Dave?
What up, Dave?
I missed you guys.
I know. Oh, we missed you, too.
Can we call you Babe? Because
it's the fake lame letter of the day is a V.
Sure.
David.
Call me whatever you want.
David. David. Hola, David.
All right, so what was the conclusion of the date? What happened?
Oh,
how did it end?
Okay, anyway, so I take the phone call. I get an attitude adjustment. I come back. We end up laughing with each other about how horrible the date is going. We break the ice, and I'm like, hey, you want to blow this popsicle stand and go to the... Oh, this is what I forget to mention. We're downtown, and this fool don't bring no cash. So we
can't even pay for parking if you wanted to.
Well, he paid with his card, but when we try to get into the event, like, he doesn't have cash. Oh. So he left me waiting for, like, 15 minutes while he goes and grabs cash, right? So anyway, fast forward.
He was
like,
not prepared.
Not a planner.
What the? I was like, bro, what kind of date you trying to go on? So then later on, when we, you know, bond, break the ice over... This terrible date.
As a guy, I just feel like I have to ask a question here. This was someone who vehemently pursued you.
Yes.
And so, like, this date was like a big thing for him.
And then apparently not. Couldn't have been. It wasn't to impress me.
No, we need to go out. We need to go out.
No, give me a chance.
Give me a chance.
I'm so worth it.
This is why we can't have nice things. This is why my gender has a shitastic reputation.
So
it's okay. Jesus saves.
So fast forward. I was like, you know, we end up breaking the ice. I get an attitude adjustment, trying to make the most of the night and laugh or whatever, where I've already decided in my mind this guy could never be my boyfriend because I just cannot respectably introduce him as my boyfriend. I'd be embarrassed every time that I'm like, this is my boy.
I settled.
Right. Like, oh my gosh. This is like, my dad would have an attitude every time. He'd be like, that guy.
No. You'd go to introduce him and you'd be like, oh no, he's like 15 minutes behind me. Sorry. I know I was late, but he's later.
I'm like, that's like, nobody would meet him. Like, you have a boyfriend?
It would be the secret boyfriend.
The secret boyfriend. That, and he's not even worth being a secret boyfriend because, like, what can you do for me? Not show up on time.
He's so mysterious. I don't even know where he is right now.
I haven't heard from him in like 5 days.
He's not good for having cash in a bind. Oh my gosh. Maybe we want to go hang out in Royal Oak and maybe somebody give us change because may or may not be homeless. He's so fashionable.
And yes, so fashionable. He looks homeless.
Or maybe if I want to go to stupid artsy things, like, hey, what are you doing? But no, he's not even worth having as a secret boyfriend.
So wait, so how did it end?
So fast forward, we go to where Lemongrass is. Him and his girlfriend to go chill and hang out because he's at a cool event,
right?
You know,
that started on time.
All right,
which you can use a card to pay for,
right? So we get up the stairs to that venue. It's $10 to get in. Why this man don't have no cash no more?
He only took a certain amount out.
So, for those who couldn't hear me because I was whispering, this man don't have no cash again. So we gotta leave, walk downstairs, go around the corner, go find an ATM, get some more cash out, walk back. I was like, what? Then, while we're in the venue, like, music is playing, we're vibing as a great band, and this man tried to, like, Snapchat with me in the frame. Like, no, bro, I don't want to be on social media with you. Like, no.
You couldn't get me in person.
No.
You will not.
Do not put me on your Snapchat.
Just protection. Don't do it.
Right. Right. So, like, you know, 6 degrees of separation. We're in Detroit, so maybe 3 degrees. I don't need anybody seeing me with this fool. Like, dang.
How'd he pull that? He did not.
All of a sudden, some crazy guys are like, I've got a chance.
Man. Exactly. I'll be high school all over again. Let me tell you, my self-esteem is way better now that I found Jesus. You're not going to find me with no lane. Out here, do not put me on your Snapchat. Oh, so then God. I, like, when I see he's like trying to get me in the frame for his Snapchat, and I'm like, swerve out the way, like, I dodge that bullet like the Matrix, you know what I mean?
Did he try and kiss you at the end of the night?
Heck no, but I did mention, because it's been quite a few hours now, that okay, I wasn't hungry in the beginning,
but now
I'm hungry. Yeah. Actually, like, I mentioned it before we even got to this venue while they still had these greasy hot and readies, which I did not want. But listen, I'm hungry, so
anything. All I'm right.
So we leave that venue because it's getting late. I got church in the morning, and I'm not about to be sleepy for the Lord because of you.
Sleepy for the Lord.
So he takes me back.
That's an amazing statement.
Listen.
I'm going to use that to cancel all my dates. Like, I'll just be like, I'm sorry. I can't be sleepy for the Lord for you.
No, Jesus did not die on the cross for that. His precious blood was not shed.
For me to be on this awful day. For me to be on that. I can't prepare.
I know my inheritance in the Lord. It is not you.
So you got him saved. Good job. You got him rededicated. So wait, I'm sorry. How did it? Okay, so hot and ready.
And like he's taking me back to my car, and we're passing like the
everything.
Cast, like yeah, like the Cast Cafe. Like oh yeah, they got good wings in there. Still driving.
You pass a McDonald's, you're like they have dollar fries.
So he does not feed me, which oh, is so we went a whole day and you did not feed me, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. You got to feed him.
You better feed your girl.
I had one. The guy walked me for like 3.5 miles.
He walked me.
And then he didn't feed me. And I was like, no. Now I'm
this
angry.
Is not the gym.
All right? Listen.
All right? I did not give myself a pre-workout meal to then dress up cute. This ain't LA because, you know, they're in full makeup when they go to the gym. And I'm like, this isn't even right. It's I know. What kind of foundation do you use? Because you're not sweating and I am just
gone.
It's all down.
Did he call you? Did he try and get another date?
Yeah, like the next day on Sunday, I had to like.
Oh, well, call. He has good follow up tendencies.
Well, I think I can't remember if I called him. It was a text message or anything. But we ended up on the phone. And it was just like, okay, listen,
be an adult.
Not gonna happen.
We can be friends, but yeah. I cannot see you as a boo. No.
Why don't you go ahead and run how you think last night went?
That's real. Oh, that's real.
How do you think that went? If you could give yourself a grade.
You know me. It's all about the flowchart.
Right.
Yes.
Walk me through the flowchart in your head that's led you to this phone call.
That's real. That's real.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. So, well, hey, that's a solid reason why you're single.
If you guys ever get, like, a logo, it should be his picture and reasons why I'm single. Because I will never be with this guy.
That guy.
Voldemort, whom we should never mention.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you had a crazy date.
So
I attract crazy guys.
Well, you're a crazy good time.
Well, that doesn't mean that it gets wasted on you. You crazy loser.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us. I'm so excited.
You're going to keep hanging out with us, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Where am I going?
All right. Well, let me tell you what happened to me. Let me tell you.
What happened?
I was going to ask that. Was I too late for the Thursday story?
No. Okay. So I met a guy on one of the dating sites.
What was his name?
His name was Vincenzo.
Oh, Vinny.
So he and I were going back and forth for a couple days, and he and I had a really good rapport. It was very, you know, sarcastic, funny, but playful.
Good banter.
And we decided, like, I had just taken a trip up north to the peninsula in Traverse City, and I had came back with 5 bottles of wine. And I was like, I love wine. So it's good. But and he's like, oh, we should go wine tasting at this place in Royal Oak. And I can't think of the name of it now. But
that's fine.
Really good place. So we have this plan, and we're going to go. Everything's fine. So it's Tuesday, and
on a Tuesday,
I talk to him. I don't give out my phone number until I've actually met them because I've had people just keep that number and they just keep going. And I've had that number forever, so it's not worth changing.
Exactly.
For him or anybody. So I confirm like an hour before, and I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm going to do my makeup. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to get everything all good. And then I send him a message that goes, okay, what's the name of the place? Or what time are we meeting? And I get nothing. Like, nothing. And I'm sitting there, I turn to my roommate, and I'm like, yeah, he's ditched me. And she's like, well, you know, never mind. He might. And I'm like, no, I just feel it. He ditched me. And he did. He ditched me. So me, I'm all bitter. And I know, right? But here's the funny part. So I'm all bitter, and I'm like, no. I got all pretty. This pretty is not sitting in the house.
Okay, now.
So I'm like, I need groceries, so I'm at the very least going to Meijer.
So I'm going to take my sexy looking self over to Meijer
and bend and snap in the produce section.
So I'm all bitter and angry, but at least I look cute. So I get to Meijer, I go to get a cart, and it's like fighting with me, you know.
Oh, that happened to me on Sunday.
So this guy helps me. I don't even see him. I'm just so focused on the broken cart. And he's like, oh, here you go. And I was like, oh, thanks. Move on. I'm shopping. I'm not picking up anything because I'm a list person. And I didn't bring a list because I wasn't planning on going grocery shopping. So I'm like,
well, good for you.
So I get over to.
Did he ask you if you liked your melons?
You do, Bob.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. That's Bob leaving the studio.
15 seconds later, though. He's so proud. You're later than the guy I talked about in my other date.
Better him being late than you being late.
Glory to God. Saving it for marriage, guys.
Yes.
Saving it for marriage.
Continue.
So I'm standing in front of the hummus because I love hummus, and I'm looking, and then I was like, no, I don't need hummus. I have hummus at home. And I do like a quick turn, and I slam my cart into this other guy's cart. Well, it turns out it's the same guy who helped me with the cart earlier.
Does he have a name?
His name is Vigo.
Vigo, Vigo.
The master of evil.
Yeah.
Try to batter your boys. That's not legal. Whoa.
Oh, I don't get it.
Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters
Bobby Brown.
2.
Oh,
heck,
I don't know the word.
It's okay. It's a
I don't
good
know
one.
The lyric.
Bobby Brown, Stacey.
Okay. The king of R&B, Stacey.
I mean, he's not reigning right now, is he?
Don't mind me. I'll just be finding that to close out your show tonight.
Dave, you can't do this.
Vigo says to me, he's like, whoa, hey, easy with the cart there. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. He goes, well, I mean, clearly, you couldn't get the cart out. Now you're running into people with the cart. He goes, I feel like maybe you just shouldn't have a cart.
Aw, that's cute.
And I was like, no, I'm fine. He goes, well, your cart doesn't even have anything in it yet, and we got here at the same time. What do you even need? Now, mind you, the only thing I had in my head was non-dairy ice cream and tortilla chips.
So, I mean, that's real.
So I was like, tortilla chips and ice cream. And he goes, you needed a whole cart for that? He goes, I tell you what. Why don't you just, I will section off a part of my cart and you can put your tortilla chips and your ice cream in there and we'll go do this together. Because I don't think you can handle a cart.
This
He's
is kind
so
of adorable.
Nice, right? I would not make it this far because I'm like, who are you? The cart police?
Which is why I go on one date a year.
So we go walking around the cart police. And we start, you know, going through, and he tells me his name's Vigo and all this stuff, and we're going back and back and forth, and it ends up. So he goes, "Well, what are you even doing here?" He goes, "You look way too pretty to be just shopping."
And you better tell the truth.
I had a date not show up, but thank you for saying I'm pretty. And he goes, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "Yeah, we were supposed to go wine tasting. It is what it is." And he goes, so you're buying chips and ice cream instead?
Yes, I am. I eat my feelings.
I was like, well, I have this because I went up to Traverse City. I have this cherry salsa, and I got home, and I'm really excited to try it, and I have no tortilla chips. Mm. So I was like, so I really just needed the chips for the salsa, and yeah, the ice cream's for me. Let's be real.
Yes.
And he's like, okay, well, I tell you what. Why don't we just, like, not get the ice cream? He goes, I'll put back my frozen food. He goes, I'm going to buy your tortilla chips because I don't even want you to have to deal with your purse right now. He goes, and we'll go wine tasting.
Oh,
and I was like,
where romantic comedies come from.
I'm telling you, right? So I'm just like, okay. Because I get so stupid around boys when
you
I'm like,
both.
Oh, you think I'm pretty?
Thank you.
Shoes. So he pays for my tortilla chips and he gives me the bag and we drive separately and we go out,
nice.
We go to Royal Oak. We go to the same wine place that I was going to go on the date anyway.
Oh, nice.
And we get in there and this guy is so funny. We're not even remotely dressed. Like, I'm wearing flip-flops. Everybody else looks like pretty nice and everything. And I have a t-shirt. It's a fitted tee, but it's still a t-shirt, you know? And we get in there and we're sitting at the bar. And we have, like, the five wine tastes.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you know, I saw this in a movie once. And he, like, sticks his whole face in it. And he's just like, oh, no, it's awful. Don't taste it. It's awful. But it's funny. Like, and he's saying it so loud. And I'm like, no, we're going to get kicked out. Stop it. He goes, no, don't taste it. Don't do it. And he tastes it. He's like, nah, it's pretty good. Taste it. Like, so we're going back and forth. He's just super funny. We have this really good time. He walks me back to my car. And then he asks me if he can kiss me. Super cute, and I let him totally.
Aww.
And
hussy.
might be crazy to ask you if I could kiss you. And I was like, kind of feel like you're crazy if you don't at this point. Like,
do you? You said I was pretty. I'm just...
You bought me chips.
You bought me. That's my downfall. You bought me chips.
Oh, my word.
Ooh, so
there goes my
and he
shirt.
Takes my... Did you not forget he made her put back the ice cream?
Oh, that's like, oh, give me my shirt back.
Yeah, I mean it.
Because we were going to wine tasting. It was going to melt. He put back his frozen stuff, too.
He's a planner. Oh, semantics.
Right?
I love it.
So he takes my phone number. Everything seems like it's great. You know, because this happened on Tuesday. It's Thursday. He hasn't called me yet. And I don't have his number. But it was super, like...
Wait,
I was
but at, he has your number?
He has my number.
Okay.
But he, like, it was such a cute date.
That was.
And then I get to my phone in my car, and my roommate's like, you only went to Meijer. Next one, are you dead? Next one, like, you need to let me know when you're not going to just Meijer. Like,
question, why is it either they don't call... Or they leave you 15 voicemails at like 3:35 in the morning. There's no in between.
Because it's hard being single, Bob. It's so hard. It's so hard. What are you doing? What are you doing now? I was just done clipping my toenails. What are you doing? I was just.
What
about
did you eat today? That always blows my mind.
Did you ever see the cable guy with Jim Carrey? And he's like stocky, like Matthew Broderick. He's just like, hey, just got out of the shower, just seeing what you're up to, bye. Hey, I'm just blow drying my hair, just seeing what you're up to, bye. Hey, you know, I'm just putting on some deodorant, seeing what you're up to, bye.
I just love the karaoke.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need some?
So yeah, that was my day. It wasn't even a terrible, but it was, you know, a guy didn't show up, and then this other guy showed up, and yay.
Oh,
I know. It wasn't like it wasn't the worst date ever, but I was so excited. It just happened. I had to tell you guys.
Good job,
okay, so
Vigo.
If this happens in romantic comedy like Pattern,
ooh,
you know, because I watch movies. So if this happens, you might end up like at his wedding or something. By support. No, I'm joking.
No,
like,
I mean,
like, that's like, what was that one movie with Carmen and Cameron Diaz?
I
just like, oh, you took me wine tasting. But that's how movies go.
I sing songs at weddings. That's totally possible. I'm just walking in to sing a love song.
Everybody needs a... What the heck? He got me chips, okay? Hope you got a prenup.
It's like the first episode.
I hope you're prepared. He just buys chips.
For any chick around these streets.
He just me and Meijer, aisle 8.
Right? Oh, he got you store brand? He got me Tostitos, Pepper.
Oh, they were Tostitos. Oh my god, that's so great. Hey, Stacey, guess what?
What's up?
Now it's time for First Impressions.
So what's First Impressions?
First Impressions are the messages that I get on dating sites. The first ones where they're trying to make an impression, be it good or bad or ugly.
Oh my goodness.
So
the good, the bad, the ugly.
So I had a large influx of messages this week.
It is the end of summer.
I don't know what was going on. But
oh, puppet season!
So all the pressure of Labor Day parties. Right.
Yeah, listen, it's the last time you can wear white, and then that means winter is coming, so then you have to have a snuggle buddy and all this
zombies.
Other stuff.
But
yes.
Like, I have some great ones that happened this week. I'm so excited.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so this guy, his name is Vladimir.
You have to read the whole thing like this, then. If his name is Vladimir.
It's too long to
You
do
have
that.
To.
I can't.
I was thinking of Putin.
Yeah. Nostrovia.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. I mean, if you put in a Russian accent, it gets really weird. No.
You have to read it twice, then.
This guy said, I would chop off both of my hands with a salty turkey carver, yeah, that's words, and then swim through shark-infested waters with Snooki on my back, pumping my face into the water for a chance to run the fingers of one of my prosthetic hands through your beautiful hair.
Okay, a few questions. Number one, why only one hand through your hair and not two?
I feel like he needs the other one for balance because he lost both of his arms.
Number two, what's the point in touching you? He can't feel it.
I think that's the point, is to make you think about it.
And why did you say salted turkey?
Salted turkey carver.
So he likes pain.
Okay. Well, I think that's
you know,
the
like
point.
Salt in the wound.
I think that he was thinking like I'm gonna make it as painful as possible.
I'm pretty sure
possible.
He was going for rusty.
Yeah. Well, right. And then salt.
You could say I have high blood pressure and I can't eat salt, so we have to. I have to pass. Sorry, just like completely oblivious to the rest of the insanity.
Just ignore,
that we were,
just ignore everything.
I like right. it.
Or just
I like
or
it.
Or just be like, oh my god, is Snooki still around?
Right. So that's my
is
other
Snooki
thing.
Still a thing?
Right. How old is he?
He's 24.
And he's making a Snooki right now.
Exactly.
He ain't 24 if he's making
exactly.
Snooki references. No.
Oh my god, do you know Snooki? That's your reply. Do it. Reply right now.
Oh my gosh, you know Snooki? We went to high school together.
Now that you've heard it, though, can you imagine that with the Russian accent?
Can you do it?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. I would chop off both my... It's going to be
give me,
so bad. I can't do it.
Go, Dave.
I would chop off both my hands with a salty turkey carver, then swim through shark-infested waters with Snooki on my back.
That's Transylvanian.
It's Vladimir. You've got that. It's Count Dracula. Vladimir.
Count Chocula.
Oh, he got chocolate?
One cheesy date request.
Okay.
See, that's my problem, because now it reminds me of Gru, and I'd be like, oh, he has a good heart.
He's dedicated.
Right. He wants to adopt.
See, I love how everybody thinks about all this. All I'm thinking is, really, you're going to chop off both your hands? How are you going to chop off
crazy.
The second hand?
But if it's a turkey
with his toes,
maybe it's an automatic.
That's a secret power he was waiting to tell you on the second date.
Got a prehensile tail.
Ooh, oh, okay.
So we're saying a general pass.
Yeah, a general pass on that guy. Yeah.
No.
I know, Bob, you're so tan. Look at
Bob
you.
Bob was on vacation.
Look at your face. You're adorable. Oh, how's your beautiful bride?
She's amazing.
Oh! Did you see his face? Oh, my gosh.
You're adorable.
Does that mean I got to hit a mic now? I was sitting back enjoying myself listening.
How many years have you celebrated?
Well, we've been together 19, married 14.
Celebrated 3.
Right.
Since we're doing math.
11 years of meth bliss. Okay, so the next guy, his name is Vesuvius.
Yes! Mount Vesuvius.
So don't do it!
I
don't want you to make me edit anything.
He's learning.
Okay.
It's becoming aware.
Dave, I love you.
Vesuvius is, first up, his profile picture is just his, like, veiny, muscular arm.
Oh, let me see.
I feel that arm is like saying, I spend a lot of time alone.
Why my skull? Right,
that's his right arm. His left arm is like my arm.
I know. I mean, the guy's jacked.
Isn't that
sure.
his calf?
No, that's his arm. There's a watch.
Oh, I thought that was a shoe.
I mean, I put it. A watch on? No, I don't.
No,
okay,
you don't.
So
okay, so he sends me those awesome tastical eyes of yours are more deadly than Medusa.
That's okay. A compliment.
No, that's not okay.
Awesome tastical. I'm not even mad at awesome tastical.
I am.
I can deal with that if I need to. But like, my eyes are more deadly than Medusa. Okay, bye. Don't look at me then. I don't know.
I'll turn you to stone.
Rock hard.
I'm
sorry. Nothing.
Wait,
nothing.
How old is he?
He is 30.
I love
32.
Dave so hard right now. I love Dave.
He is okay. 32.
Oh
my god. The disappointment of the lack of maturity.
I don't feel comfortable saying awesome tastical.
I mean, I wouldn't in a first impression, but he did.
I feel like that's something I would say before I didn't get text back. Like, I would just be checking my phone every 5 minutes. So he didn't like my take on awesome.
He didn't like my
fantastic.
Everything's not awesome.
And magical.
Right?
No, you know what? With the picture like that, though, he's just like, look how big my arm is. Right? He's either got like tiny legs because he doesn't work out his legs because he only works out his arms. Or he's like, do you ever remember the old Woody Woodpecker cartoons where like they're real beautiful, and then the curtain comes up and it's like the wolf head, right?
Face.
Like this dude probably looks like Alfred Newman or something.
Full disclosure, I don't have it because I screenshotted it, but I did look at the rest of his pictures, and mind you, there's one like where it's like, these are my shoulders. And like the next one's like, this is me petting a horse, but it's from behind. And I was like, what is going on with his face? Well, he's Chinese and he has a tiny head. So he's got this like big jacked body and then this just tiny little Asian head.
Huh.
I wish I had
maybe
saved
you ran
the
into
picture.
A genie on the beach.
Maybe.
Wait,
you've never heard that joke?
No.
I'll tell it off here.
He's smart. Dave's smart. Okay, so there's that guy. Awesome-tastical.
Oh, like I feel...
Cocoa tastes funny.
Interesting. I don't know.
You should get a reply back with, dude, why are you emailing me about your testicles? That would have been my reply, just to be a jerk.
Sorry, I'm not into testicles. No.
not till marriage.
So then I got this guy, and because one of my things on my profile says I'm looking for a real connection. I'm not looking for hookups. I'm not looking for nude photos. Because just I got shocked this week with a dick pic, and it just threw me.
Oh, like, unacceptable.
So bad.
I'm looking at your face and not at your hand gestures, Bob.
So this guy.
Oh, my gosh. I've been saved so long, I forgot what that meant.
Hand gestures happening.
It just came back to me.
So this guy's name is Vance.
Oh, Vance!
So his first one he sent me was Real Connection Sought Here Too.
Game show host.
The next one, it says Best Friends, and then an enter, and then it says Sexually on Fire Together. And then the next one says Soulmates, and then it goes that kind of thing, and a winky O face. Like,
like maybe he was having a stroke while he was writing headlines only.
That's what I'm saying.
It seems like he talks in headlines.
Yeah.
And his profile implies that he is British. So
is it the same guy that wanted what was it? Outdoor Adventures at Partridge Creek.
No, that's kind of
I got me finger stuck in me bum.
Well, wash your hands.
That's just as good. That's just sanitary.
Right? Good hygiene.
But yeah, it was just like Best Friends. Sexually on fire together. Just.
Now, what girl has ever responded positively to that? That's what I don't get. Like, what girl's like, oh, yes, yes, more give me, please. Like, has that ever worked? Like, why even spend the time? Like, I don't get these.
Me. That's why it's hard. These are the reasons why we're single.
He's 46. Also.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know.
Never been kissed.
Oh, God. Okay. So this guy, he, this is one of my favorites. He, what's his name? Let's think. Venus. You want Venus?
Oh, no.
Venus.
Vinny.
Vinny.
Oh, wait. What did we use earlier? Oh, that was Vincenzo.
Vincenzo.
Oh, okay. I think I said Vinny on accident.
We call him Vinny for sure.
Yeah. Hi, Vinny.
So Vinny. He asked me, do you like outdoorsy stuff?
I like to build a snowman.
And then immediately after goes, and don't be weirded out if I look at your profile 50 times. I tend to do that until I know a bit about you.
What was the one guy? I'm not crazy.
I'm not.
Seriously, I'm not crazy.
Like, it's just, I just want to be like,
Why would you say that?
What kind of site is this?
Like, does it show you how many times?
Yeah, that was my next question.
It doesn't say how many times, but it will alert you every time somebody looks at your profile. So,
what? Well, that,
like, hey,
I can't go
Vinny
on.
Checked you out. Hey, Vinny checked you out. Yeah. Hey, Vinny checked you out.
At that point, I want to be like, take some freaking screenshots and stop creeping me out. Like, so please don't take screenshots.
What kind of site? I would get off this site. Get off this site. No, it has no perspective. Like, no, these prospects are terrible.
I know, right?
Good day.
Did I tell you? Okay, I think he was 22. Or no,
you should write
a
heavy worded letter to the developers of this app.
I swear.
Listen.
You should give
people
advice.
It's not even it's the users.
They suck.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
that's
yes.
pretty clear. So my last one is for that. I already used that one.
The
Virgil.
Virgil.
Ooh, Virgil. Virgil.
Okay, so on my profile it says don't just say what's up, don't just say hey, like give me something like to work with. So this guy wrote it just goes what's up, 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 what's up.
Do you remember the one like club song? What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Ladies,
what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up?
Fellas, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up?
And then at the end it was like LOL, which just makes me think of that the Family Guy where he's like, "Mom, mommy,
mommy,
mom, what?
Hi."
I like, so I just feel like that's exactly what happened. And then you're looking and you're like, "Oh, honey, you're 35. Why?"
See, that scares me. So here's where my mind goes as an adult when people are like 35, 45, whatever, and they're sending these type of messages. Number one, I'm just like, why do you think this is working? Number two, I pray that they're like not a parent, because it's just like, if you are acting like this, and if you have offspring, how are your offspring acting? Like, that just worries me. If you're already acting like a child.
And this is why we're watching the first 10 minutes of Idiocracy play out in front of our eyes.
In English, like, I get it. Like, you said "ur" instead of "your." It's like, how much time did you save by not typing the Y and the O, like, in the E?
I got one today, and it was like, the word "cause" was spelled wrong, and then every time we wanted to say S-E-E-C, he just put the letter C, and I'm like...
That annoys me.
I'm like, are we... I mean, I used to do that when I was 12, when I'd write out
AOL.
Thank you. Like, ASL.
Ever since... No, when I always wrote proper English. I don't care when if I was in bulletin boards when I was 13 years old, but or I AOL do, like, or anything. Just, like, write normal English, yeah, for crying out loud.
I've had people actually comment, and they're like, man, you're just writing, like, full-on sentences, aren't you? And
yeah,
I'm like, yes,
because
I use
punctuation. I used a semicolon, and he was like, I'm not ready. This is too much too quick.
Are you stopping, or are you going? Is it a pause?
Like, why don't you just use a hyphen?
What should I do? I don't know what...
It's not an Oxford comma, damn it.
Mitchell.
Oh my gosh.
Better get your Oxford comma. Man, it didn't last after that.
Milk toast and grandpa.
It's kind of like Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. Like, why'd you dump her? Didn't use the Oxford comma. Like, you know.
That's real life. That's real life.
I am telling you, the grammar thing blows my mind. But yeah, weren't those fantastic though? Like,
nice.
I had a new influx of crazy hit my website.
Oh, we will pray for them all. Oh my goodness.
Next episode, we need to start replying with weird things. And like a really like totally off the wall, like I'm talking like psycho like responses, and see what the responses
are. Well, I don't want us to look bad.
Well, no. She's never going to talk to him anyway.
But then, God forbid, somebody sees me on the street and they're like,
right.
You.
Hey, who's Soulja Boy's best friend?
You. Are you serious? Because I really was going to be like, A-Rab, remember? Not that to A-Rab. I thought this was trivia from 2005.
She's like, I'm ready.
I had it. Crank that.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Oh, man.
It's been nice.
Stacey had so much fun. Yeah. Episode
Bob's
10.
Staring at me. What's wrong?
That reference.
Oh,
completely.
Oh. Remember the one time like Dave was silent? We did it to Bob now. Yeah, totally. We're breaking Bob. Barriers. Aw. That's adorable. Aww. Well, this is fun. Happy episode 10.
Happy episode 10. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave, sound engineer.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Jess, that started us off.
Jess started us off.
Thank you, delicious guest Simone.
Hey. Thank you for sticking around through all of it.
Yes.
Looks like we made it.
I don't know the words to that song.
It's okay.
But I wanted to.
Aw, well, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And these are the reasons why I'm single.
Okay, bye.
We'll see you next week.
This is a previously recorded episode.